Up next is Tom Nealon, who will read an excerpt from The Last Poet and the Robots, a 1934 story by A. Merritt. At the time, Merritt was considered the greatest science fiction writer of the era, not because of his sometimes clumsy Art Nouveau style, but because of the grand sweep of his ideas. In this story, Narodny, a Russian superman who is both the world's greatest scientist and its best poet, grows bored of a world in which all work is performed by robots. He retires with a few chosen companions to an underground lair where he experiments with advanced vibration technologies. But when the robots acquire intelligence and rise up, Narodny steps in.
They came to the cavern where Narodny and the others awaited them. Marinov led them in and halted them. These were the robots used in the flying ships, their heads cylindrical, forearm appendages, legs triple-jointed, torsos slender. The robots, it should be understood, were differentiated in shape according to their occupations. Narodny said, "Welcome, robots. Who is your leader?" One answered, "We have no leaders. We act as one." Narodny laughed. "Yet by speaking for them, you have shown yourself leader. Step closer. Do not fear. Yet." The robot said, "We feel no fear. Why should we? Even if you should destroy us who are here, you cannot destroy the billions of us outside, nor can you breed fast enough, become men soon enough to cope with us who enter into life strong and complete from the beginning." He flecked an appendage towards Narodny, and there was contempt in the gesture. But before he could draw it back, a bracelet of green flame circled it at the shoulder. It had darted like a thrown loop from something in Narodny's hand. The robot's arm dropped clanging to the floor, cleanly severed. The robot stared at it unbelievingly, threw forward his other three arms to pick it up. Again the green flame encircled them, encircled also his legs above the second joints. The robot crumpled and pitched forward, crying in high-pitched, shrill tones to the others. Swiftly the green flame played among them, legless, armless, some decapitated. All the robots fell, except two. "Two will be enough," said Narodny, "but they will not need arms, only feet." The flashing green bracelets encircled the appendages and excised them. The pair were marched away. The bodies of the others were taken apart, studied, and under Narodny's direction, curious experiments were made. Music filled the cavern. Strange chords, unfamiliar progressions, shattering arpeggios, and immense vibrations of sound that could be felt but not heard by the human ear. And finally, this last deep vibration burst into hearing as a vast drone, hummed up and into swift tingling tempest of crystalline brittle notes and still ascending, passed into shrill high pipings, and continued again unheard. As had the prelude to the droning, and thence it rushed back, the piping and the crystalline storm reversed into the drone and the silence, then back and up. And the bodies of the broken robots began to quiver, to tremble, as though every atom within them were in ever-increasing rhythmic motion. Up rushed the music and down again and again. It ended abruptly in mid-flight with one crashing note. The broken bodies ceased their quivering. Tiny star-shaped cracks appeared in their metal. Once more the note sounded, and the cracks widened, the metal splintered. Narodny said, "Well, there is the frequency for the rhythm of our robots, the destructive unison. I hope for the sake of the world outside it is not also the rhythm of many of their buildings and bridges, but after all, in any war there must be casualties on both sides." Lao said, "Earth will be an extraordinary spectacle for a few days." Narodny said, "It's going to be an extraordinarily uncomfortable Earth for a few days, and without doubt many will die and many more go mad. But is there any other way?" There was no answer. He said, "Bring in the two robots." They brought them in. Narodny said, "Robots, were there ever any of you who could poetize?" They answered, "What is poetize?" Narodny laughed, "Never mind. Have you ever sung, made music, painted? Have you ever dreamed?" One robot said with cold irony, "Dreamed? No, for we do not sleep. We leave all that to men. It is why we have conquered them." Narodny said almost gently, "Not yet, robot." "Have you ever danced?" "No." "It is an art you are about to learn."